Obviously, I don't write here very much. My job keeps me busy and uses up most of my creativity. So at the end of the day, I just want to kick back, read a good book, and enjoy time with my hubby. It occurs to me, however, that this is one of my many public faces. If someone were to follow various links, they'd end up here. And there's not much here to indicate what kind of person I am. Although those who know me realise what you see is what you get, I'm aware that you can't see me on the web. So if I were to make a list of my attributes, honest, as you'll see, trustworthy, loyal, okay, starting to sound like a Boy Scout, private, team player, calm, creative, something I've come to realise and be recognised for over the few years, objective, smart, often too smart for my own good, grammar / spelling nut, typos and TV drive me up the wall, quiet / reserved, funny, professional. I'm also a magnet for people. This can be good and bad. Everyone talks to me, whether I want them to or not, so I'm usually up to my ears in the problems of others. My sister sought my advice about boys and dating when she was 20 and I was 12. I also seem to be a magnet for a certain type of boss. Twice in the past I've ended up with the one person no one else could stand. You know the type. Micromanager. Needs a mind reader. Nothing is ever their fault. Uses "you should have known" a lot. Yes, I realise I shouldn't be typing this in case any future employees read it. But honestly, I took that as a strength. I persevered. I was the only person who could / would have work under them. And I came out with more knowledge than I went in with. Which shows there's always something to be learned. No matter the situation. I, for one, think it's a strength, not a weakness. I summed it up for two board members at my current job. I'm diplomatic, no matter the circumstances, because to be not diplomatic is just not professional. One more thing. I have no degree. When I started out my profession, you didn't need one, and circumstances over the years have been such that a degree was never a financial option. This has become a frustration for me more and more recently. Employers are now looking for degrees for seemingly every position, even from those with years of practical experience in the workplace and have proven themselves, even from those with glowing testimonials and recommendations. And this means that employers are missing out on vital, intelligent people who didn't realise it would be more important to be thousands of dollars in debt than with a BA in fine arts than to work hard and progress in their chosen profession, learning from mentors and peers and training themselves, and proving they can train themselves. I started out with an executive secretarial diploma from a tiny trade school in Maine, where in order to graduate I had to pass a typing class at 70 WPM on an electric typewriter. I now routinely teach myself the latest software, including InDesign and Dreamweaver, not exactly lightweights, teach others how to use software, and build and maintain my own computers and home network. No classes, no degree, just a dedication to improving myself, something that every employer should look for and treasure. So there I am, for better or worse. I presume no one will ever read this, but if you have, and if you're an employer, take a chance. You'll never regret it.